Welcome to BioFit Blueprint Bootcamp Blood Chemistry Module. We are very excited to share all the great information we have here for you to be able to understand how the blood chemistry fits in, how you can look at a blood chemistry from a functional perspective and get really great insights into what's going on with your client. And this is what you're going to use and integrate with a genetic report so that you can engage people, give people an idea of what actually is going on, what their risks are, and what they need to do in order to be able to get their health back. And it's going to entice people to want to work with you. So we're starting with the blood chemistry, and we're going to give you an overview of how it all works and how you can interpret it, not just by looking at the lab and going step by step through it and looking for the H's and the L's like most doctors are trained to do. You're going to be looking at the functional ranges, and we've shared with you in all of these modules what the functional ranges are, but you're also going to be looking at the interactions between the different sections. So you'll see that the way this is arranged is in groupings. We've arranged the groupings such that we've got it in the kind of general order that most of the lab reports are going to be in. And it's definitely in the same order as the Optimal DX reports are in, so that you can go through a group of things related to blood glucose regulation, a group of things related to kidney, and a group of things related to some of the other things that aren't really covered when you look at the lab, like nutritional things. There's no nutrients section on the lab, but there's a lot of indicators that will suggest functional imbalances of these nutrients. So we're super excited about the way this is organized. And we want you to remember, as in everything, that this information is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's not medical advice. And when you're doing these sessions with people, that you want to be aware that you make sure that you share with them that you're educating them. You're educating them on how to understand their own imbalances and risks so that they can make educated choices about their diet and lifestyle. And if they're under the care of a doctor and they're on medication, they need to make sure they check in. So as a start, I want you to make sure that you have access to this document that we put together. And I want you to determine what labs to consider based on health history. Most comprehensive metabolic panels are not really, they're called a CMP, but they're not really comprehensive. They're really missing a lot. And we've got a list of tests and findings on your history. Like, did this person have a family history or a personal history of osteoporosis or of cancer or of heart disease, et cetera? And what tests you want to make sure that you take a look at if this is the case. So not everybody needs every test, but based on their history, you're going to determine what tests you should recommend that that person get for themselves so that you have a comprehensive look-see. Most of the time, when you first get started with somebody, they're going to have labs that they've done usually within the last 3 to 6 months. If not, if it's older than 6 months, you definitely want them to get new labs. But sometimes you're just starting with what they have just to kind of get a sense of it, and you're going to see what the indications are, and then you'll explain to people when you're discussing it with them what you need to get in order to have a complete picture of their risk and of their current biochemistry. So we put together this document. It's an amazing document. It has columns, and the second tab in it is about looking at not just their history in terms of your findings and the questions you ask, but also looking at the symptom reviews that we give you, the scorecards, and how those relate to certain lab findings. So it's very rich. It's going to take a while and practice before you get it to the point where you just know how to do this. Don't be hard on yourselves and think, oh my God, I don't know this. Yeah, it takes a long time. I can now look at a lab quickly and scan it and get a general sense of what's going on, but I've been doing it for over 30 years. So expect that you just need practice. Okay, so jump right in. Get started on the modules. Watch the videos. It teaches you about the specific markers and what they mean and what out of balance means. So go through all those. We're giving it to you week by week in groupings. So really learn those. If you have any labs from clients or family members or yourself, we recommend you practice on those own labs. It's very different approach than what's taught if you went to medical school or you went to nursing school. It's a very different approach because we're looking at function and we're looking at how these things reflect on the function. So jump right in, get started, and I can't wait to talk to you on the calls.